This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age-appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
First time in my life ever, I went apple picking this week.
Oh yeah, I saw some picture on Instagram.
And apple picking, and I could swear that my girlfriend's dad threw an apple at my head on purpose.
Oh, I hope he did.
Yeah, seriously. Why? Why would you say that? What a nasty person.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we're over the Olympics. We're embracing all things Olympic sports. We're talking all about Rio 2016 and we're discussing, well, basically our versions of Olympic sports. And we've got somebody who was kind of at the Olympics on the phone.
I get a feeling it's going to be a riot.
Hello and welcome to episode 29 of Luke and Lucy FM. You're very welcome to join us and thank you for popping us in your ears, popping us on your Apple TV, popping us in your car, popping us wherever you're popping us, basically. And we do really appreciate it every single week. And if you would like to check out any of our past episodes, just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Hello, I'm Luke. By the way, just want to say as well, I was asked this week, do you have to listen to these in any order? You can listen whatever order you want to listen to.
If
and
you just
listen
start
to
listening to us, go back and start from the beginning though, because the first episode's pretty good.
That's great, Lucy, but I literally just said you don't have to listen to them in any order.
No, you don't at all.
I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is this week I had some breaking news as my Instagram account, which is instagram.com.
Oh, here we go.
/ Mr. L. Marsden has been blue tick verified.
Oh, my goodness. No, he thinks
clapping.
He's a celeb.
I'm not thinking I'm a celeb, Lucy. I'm just saying that I now have a trifecta of verification ticks, and that's a true fact.
Oh, my God.
What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
I guess a true fact about me would be that when I went on holiday, I went to America once a few years ago.
Okay.
I went to the Bubba Gump restaurant in Times Square.
Yes.
In New York. Guess who won first place in the Forrest Gump quiz?
Your mum.
Me, yeah.
You won first place.
Like Forrest Gump's number one fan.
What? Okay, tell me something about Forrest Gump, a true fact about Forrest Gump.
It's the guy's played by Tom Hanks.
There
you go.
I can see how you won with those sort of sizzling answers.
It's my favourite film.
This.
Very proud of that.
Well done. What did you win, a shrimp?
Some stickers.
Oh, lovely. How old were you at this time? 19?
14,
okay,
I think.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Was it 19? I can't remember.
Jeez.
Maybe 22.
Oh, wow, right. Well, that was in a decade ago.
Oh, yeah.
This podcast
was not a decade ago, FYI.
Yeah, 2 decades. This podcast is supported by the great people at High Life Diners Club, and we have a pretty amazing exclusive offer, don't we, Lucy? And
that is
available at the end of this episode, so stay tuned to the end of the episode, and why wouldn't you, for that amazing exclusive offer. Now, we did want to talk about, because to be honest, I'd say globally this is happening. I would say here in England, but everybody's talking about it. The Olympics, you know, the Olympics has been on previously. We've had the Olympics 2012 was hosted in London. We've got 2016 hosted in Rio. And in 2020, was it hosted, Lucy?
I can't remember. I did know. But well, I can't remember.
Anybody can say that about anything. I did know a mathematical equation, but I forgot
but
it.
I've got memory like a goldfish. It's just swam out of my head.
lovely. Japan is hosting 2020 Olympics.
There is as well. Climbing has now been named as an Olympic sport for the 2020 Olympics, I'm very excited about because I love climbing.
I saw on your Instagram a photo of you climbing up a rock wall.
Yep. To be clear, I'm practically a pro.
No. To be clear, though, that is a climbing wall in a secure area where you have padded mats underneath you.
I'm not going to go with no roping and climb on, I don't know,
Mount Everest.
Yeah, and die.
Well, you know, but hang on a minute. So when they say climbing is now an Olympic sport, so is that going to be climbing up a wall or?
I'm not actually sure. I'm sure they've thought about it.
Given any consideration to this, the Olympic selection committee. Do you know that, Lucy?
I think they need to reassess the selection then, if that's what they're doing.
In the Rio 2016 Olympics, how many countries are taking part?
42. Actually,
how on earth can we have an Olympics only 40? We can host an Olympics in this studio now. Just go and grab 42 people. It's 204 countries.
Wow, really?
I know.
How many countries are there in the world?
Well, I don't know, but 200 of them are taking part in the Olympics. And, you know, when I read that, I thought, wow, you know, this shows a lot. In a way, it's kind of like...
This show is bringing the globe together.
In a way, it is. It's like Eurovision, but on an Olympic level.
Well, yeah, because it's not in Europe.
Speaking of Eurovision, check out episode 14 of the podcast, where we chat all things Eurovision. I kind of think... When I'm watching it, and I've been watching Rio 2016, and I watched London 2012, and I don't get filled with national pride, I'm going to be honest.
Do you not?
No.
I have done this year.
Even when Team
We have got so many gold medals this year.
I know. But when Sir Bradley Wiggins, you know, rode in 2012, and he's done it again in 2016, and everyone's like, oh, he's a legend, is he a hero? Is he? Or is he just good at biking?
You are so cynical.
I'm not just saying that, Lucy, you know, I mean, I couldn't win an Olympic sport unless, of course, it was in talking.
Unless it was an Olympic sport in...
Yeah, well, what?
I don't know.
It's the end of that sentence. So you can't even... It's too
playing video games.
Right, exactly. Well, gaming should be an Olympic sport. Rock climbing or whatever it is.
Or wearing Star Wars socks.
First of all, today I'm wearing Sonic the Hedgehog socks, to be exact. Lucy, there's some...
Geek!
There you go, you're choking on that. That's your own words coming back to bite you. And I feel as though, you know, there's some sports that in the Olympics, especially the Summer Olympics, that I think, I don't know why they're there. Honestly, I don't know why they're there.
Oh, right? Here we go.
No, I'm just saying.
So these are Summer Olympics. I know there's Winter Olympics, but we don't call these the Summer Olympics, do we?
Why do we just call them the Olympics?
It's just the Olympics.
I thought it was the Winter and Summer Olympics.
It's just Winter and then the Olympics.
You're not going to have skiing in summer, are you?
Well, you don't have summer sports and winter sports. Some sports that you do in summer, you can do in winter as well.
You know, cycling. I know you're a big fan of cycling.
I'm a big fan of cycling.
There's cycling BMX, there's cycling mountain bike, there's
cycling
road, cycling track.
Yeah,
Why do they need so many cycles? Just get on a bike and ride it once and whoever's won.
You have clearly never been on a bike.
I've been on quite a few bikes, but I don't think I can win an Olympic sport.
What type of bikes are you on about, though?
It didn't have any stabilisers. I couldn't win an Olympic sport with them. You know, like, obviously, you know, there's the good ones like weightlifting. I'm sure you watch that. Wrestling, you know,
that's
a good one.
What's that going to do with bikes?
Well, nothing. I'm moving on to the other sports now. But there's quite a few ones like synchronised swimming, which, of course, you know.
Yeah. We all love a bit of synchronised swimming.
Taekwondo. I don't know. That's an Olympic sport.
I didn't get that. What is Taekwondo like? Karate?
Let's try that again. Karate?
Karate.
No, I thought that was judo. I don't know. Judo is an Olympic sport. I mean, like modern pentathlon.
Judo is quite like karate, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they're all the same. I think somebody's just thought, oh, we'll split and we haven't got enough contestants.
Yeah.
Modern pentathlon.
What's that?
I have no idea, but that's an Olympic sport. Rhythm gymnastics.
Rhythm gymnastics? Oh, so it's like...
It's ballet to me.
Is it?
Of course that's ballet.
I just don't
want to call it ballet. When they call ballet an Olympic sport, they're going to think, oh, people will think the Olympics is, you know, an embarrassment.
I don't think so, but...
Lovely, Lucy. You just yawned halfway through. I tried to put your microphone down then so they wouldn't hear
you
yawning.
But come on, I'm a sleepy sausage.
Lean back and yawn.
Lean back.
But yawning, you could win an Olympic sport in yawning.
I could win. Yeah, that is very true, to be fair.
That and sleeping, you could win an Olympic sport on.
I think there should be an Olympic sport in that, and I'd enter. I'd win gold, and then... I could just sleep forever.
When I was in primary school, we did our own version of an Olympics day. And I think we decided that egg and spoon racing was going to be an Olympic sport. And I took part in that. And basically, I think I came seventh.
Came seven out of seven.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. I wasn't the greatest. I don't think I've ever been a really sporty person.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
And Olympic sports, though, which is, well, you have to be pretty good, right? You can't just,
it has
like,
to be
walk
your whole
up.
Life, really, doesn't it?
That's the thing. That is the thing.
It has to be your whole life. You probably have to wake up at 4 a.m. to go training.
Would you be pleased with a bronze medal? Because there's been quite a few bronze medals.
Of course I would. Come on.
I don't know.
Bronze medal, the third best in the whole world in that sport. I think I could deal with that.
I mean, you wouldn't ever say third best, would you? You would say that you won an Olympic medal.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say bronze and you wouldn't say third best. If you just got a silver medal, if you won a silver medal, would you say I've won a silver medal?
Yeah, of course
I would. If you won bronze, would you say you won a...
I won a silver medal once.
In what?
Netball.
What contest was this?
So, the Commonwealth Games, when it came to Manchester, there was a little junior Commonwealth Games. Our
That's
team
for the kids.
Entered. It was all teams around Greater Manchester. Guess who won silver?
Your team.
Yeah. Almost gold.
Well, volleyball's an Olympic sport. Well, are you at a standard where you could play in the Olympics with volleyball?
Not with volleyball, no.
Why, how many teams took part in this Great Manchester thing?
How many places are there in Greater Manchester? 10?
What do you mean, how many places?
Or 11. Because it was like a team from like each part in the, like,
county,
yeah.
Right, that's great. At least they only give you silver because there's probably only two teams.
No, there definitely isn't only two teams. We were awesome.
How good
we
are
only
you?
Missed out by one tiny little goal.
Did you screw up or was you all right?
No, I was great.
When was the last time you played volleyball?
Netball.
Oh, hang on, you said netball. Unfortunately, netball is not an Olympic sport.
Is it not?
Let me just double check this list.
I'm sure it is. You're lying.
It's volleyball. There is no...
Definitely, netball is in the Olympics.
Netball is not an Olympic
sport. I'm sure I remember watching it last time.
Get your phone out and Google it. Is netball an Olympic sport? It's volleyball.
I think you should go and partake in the Olympics right now. Well, obviously not the Olympics, but our own Luke and Lucy Olympics.
We haven't got any Luke and Lucy. We haven't got any sporting equipment.
You could do a triathlon around the building.
Oh, I'm not going to do a triathlon. It's raining outside is
the
time
we're
recording this.
Look, the rain has died off for a bit. Go on.
No,
outside.
I'm not
Mo Farah.
Although I do like the idea of doing a Quorn mince advert afterwards.
Yeah, see, Netball Olympics, first thing that comes up. I'm right, you're wrong, always.
This list...
is wrong, like you are.
Oh, I'm reading a quote.
Netball
is. Beach volleyball is a summer one, though. They don't do that in winter.
Oh, well... Obviously not.
Beach volleyball.
Unless you're in Australia.
Of course, and that's the thing that Australia, they're not...
You should have the Winter Olympics in Australia.
That would make sense, because then it's the Summer Olympics times two, and that's all it is. You know when London hosted the 2012 Olympics, we had to build an Olympic stadium?
What's your mum's just text? I don't really get it. Olympics every time, Luke. Wins cycling.
How did your mum know?
Exclamation mark.
Your mum doesn't know at this moment in time we're recording episode 29.
I think she's psychic.
So
like,
how did you.
Mystic Babs.
How did your mum know that we're talking about the Olympics when this wasn't. She wouldn't have heard this bit yet.
And I've not said anything.
Oh no. Maybe your mum's.
Psychic.
Maybe your mum thinks a podcast is live and she's texting along whilst listening to this. If you don't want to text us, just text in and we'll maybe read it in a future episode. Who knows? If you don't want to tweet us, though, at Luke and Lucy FM. I was just saying, Lucy, you know when the Olympics came to London in 2012, we had to build an Olympic stadium because we had nothing. Yeah? How much did that Olympic stadium cost?
Oh, probably millions.
500 million.
I've been to the Velodrome there. It is awesome, though.
Yeah, but the thing is, though,
pretty
Matt,
cool.
What are they doing with that stadium now?
Well, it's still used. There's British cycling events on every year. For example, the World Championships were in February or March, was it? March. And then the Track World Cup is in October.
How many
or
seats are in that stadium,
Actually,
though?
Actually, that's in Scotland.
They can't host the Olympics.
But they can host the Track World Cup.
How many seats are in the Olympic Stadium? Thousands? Tens of
thousands? I'm not sure, if I'm being honest.
How many people?
It gets very rowdy up there and Bradley Wiggins wins.
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, he's not been knighted for nothing, though, Lucy. Maybe one day, you know, we'll get knighted for the services to podcast.
To podcast. Yeah. I think we should do.
Quite possibly.
Sir Lucy.
I don't think
you... it wouldn't be Sir...
It wouldn't
would
be Sir Lucy. You'd be...
Lady. Lucy.
Well, no, you'd be Dame. There's no equivalent of a...
Dame? Isn't Dame a pantomime character?
On that note, we, of course, don't know that much about the Olympics, but we want to get somebody who's kind of been associated with the Olympics, though, don't we, Lucy, to maybe talk to us what it's really like to be involved in that environment and maybe actually contradict
what
I've said.
Feel the pressure.
Feel, because it is, there's a lot of pressure.
You have never known that type of pressure,
you
Luke.
You have never represented your country, Lucy.
That is very true.
Right. So do you think if for some absolute miracle somebody said to you, Lucy, you're going to go and represent your country overseas,
we
how would you feel?
We should represent countries for podcasts.
Well, there is International Podcasting Day,
is
but
there?
I don't think you can enter. I mean, I don't know what we'd we wouldn't be representing
no
the UK. Well, exactly. Yeah. There's not like a triathlon of podcasting that
should
we can enter. So yeah, let's find out a little bit more about the Olympics, because the fact that you and I have absolutely no clue and have the ability of a deceased fish, let us get let us get somebody on the phone who actually has a bit more of a clue about the Olympics, because, well, she's an Olympian.
On the phone now, we have got water polo expert Rachel Drabble.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, Rachel.
Hello, how are you?
Well, first of all, Rachel, your surname, right? Drabble, that's brilliant.
That's some people shorten it to dribble.
That's not a great start. Although
very appropriate as you do water polo.
That's a very good point, Lucy. So, I've got to start off, Rachel, by saying, what the heck is water polo?
It's a very physical and fun game. You might not think it's fun if you don't really like physical. But
nice,
how best
Luke.
To explain it? It's a little bit like rugby in water.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds painful.
That's really cool.
So what are you chasing in the water? Obviously, rugby's a rugby ball. What instrument have you got in the water?
So we have two goals, one in each end. It looks a little bit like a football pitch, but obviously it's a pool. And the pool is different sizes in terms of whether it's male or female. So the male's pool is a little bit longer. And there is a ball, which there's different sizes for women and men, again, because there's different size hands.
Very good point, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to score the most goals to win.
Mm.
How big are your hands, Rachel?
Not that big.
Is it the bigger hands the better in water polo, or is hand diameter not really important?
I don't think it's very important. I would say it probably would help you, but then sometimes not to get too technical, if you're trying to throw the ball, sometimes you can hang on to it a bit more if you've got longer fingers.
That's the point. See, I'd hang on a bit, because I've been accused of hanging on for years, but I've got quite long hands, so I think I'd struggle.
You'd struggle at anything, Luke.
Yeah, I think I'd struggle. So obviously you see like cycling and you see running and you see all that sort of stuff.
Synchronized swimming.
How popular is water polo? Because I've not really heard of water polo before.
Well, it's not too popular in England. They do play a lot of grammar schools, those ones that have facilities, for example, like their own pools and things. There is like a really good network within England and United Kingdom, really, of those who play water polo for clubs. There's the British Water Polo League, which runs from October until early 2017.
And is that what you play for?
I play for Liverpool in that one.
And they're doing quite well at the minute, right?
Yeah, we're reigning champions.
Oh, so wait, hang on a minute, Rachel. You've not said that you're a champion water polo expert. You've been talking for 5 minutes. You've kept that quiet. I mean, you know, so I suppose the reason why water polo isn't popular in the UK is mainly because of the weather. I imagine it's an outside... If you've got an outside pool, it's useless. You need to have an indoor pool, realistically.
I don't think it really depends on the weather. I think it depends on what people like. Sometimes people can find it a little bit confusing to follow because it's fast paced and there's loads of different rules and you're sort of like, why is he pointing that way for the referee? He's pointing one way to show possession and things. It's really, really popular in places like Australia, America.
Oh, well, it will be, yeah, where the sun is baking hot and it's 40-degree heat and they're all jumping around like that. And plus, also, imagine actually the similarities between American football and water polo, because American football's a free-for-all.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they have got amazing facilities as well.
Really?
I mean, Hungary, it's their national sport, and also football is their national sport, so they've got pools dotted everywhere. And they have, like, they have little water polo training camps of, well, they're not small, they've got a lot of children attending and they start from a really, really young age.
Look at that, all the tadpoles getting trained up in Hungary. Rachel, we've been discussing, obviously, on the podcast, Olympics, and Lucy informs me that you were a reserve in London 2012?
Yeah, so if one of the players was to get injured for whatever reason, obviously I would not wish that upon anyone.
Although
you could have been in the Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, let's make, you know, you was probably hoping they'd break a leg. Nothing too serious, but you could have stepped
up.
But
just so they'd, be better for a bit.
I got to go and watch a few games and things and support my teammates. It was an absolutely amazing experience, and anyone who gets the opportunity to go watch a high-level sport, I would say go and do it, because it is just such an inspiration to see these people exerting themselves to the absolute limit of their bodies to allow, and the passion that people have behind it is just so exhilarating to watch.
Well, you know what, though? That's the thing. We've been talking about that on this episode, Rachel, and, you know, Lucy and I were saying we'll never represent our country.
We're too lazy.
And, you know, Lucy's no physical ability.
none at all.
And we were saying that, you know, is there, like, a heightened sense of, like, feeling of pride and stuff? Because, I mean, I'll be honest,
I've
been watching the Olympics and I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm filled with pride.
You don't know if you feel the pride.
Yeah, I don't know if I do, because I don't know.
Maybe
if you watch, it's because I'm watching at home. But I mean, obviously you said you went there, you saw London 2012, and was you just welling up? Was it just a great national thing for you?
Oh my goodness, yeah, I was like bawling my eyes out because I'm so proud of everyone. They came so close. There was like a few, we came eighth out of eight.
Oh wow, eighth out of eight?
Yeah, so it's the last place, but the thing is, like, there's a couple times where they lost by one goal to certain teams, and it was just so nail-biting. It was just, you know, small things that could have got that extra goal, and I don't know, it was just such an amazing experience. Well, I mean, when you're talking about pride, when you've got a vested interest in people doing well, there's that pride of people that, you know, just being there at that experience and them experiencing it, you know, for your country.
Yeah.
I don't know what better experience that is.
Well, Luke's just dead inside.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe the lack of emotion I have for anything is the issue.
Rachel, what made you get into the sport in the first place?
I know, because it's not something you grow... When you're watching ballet and stuff...
Oh, when you're growing up...
You don't think, I'm going to do water polo when I'm older.
Well, I grew up in South Africa, so the sporting side of things was...
Oh, wow, did you?
Yeah, it was just ingrained, you know, you're always out there doing things.
Because
the
weather's nicer.
So when did you move over to England?
When I was 10.
Ah, so I bet you was a little pro already then.
So, I mean, yeah, at 10, could you outswim people at 50?
At 50?
Well, I actually didn't start playing water polo until I came to England. I joined a little team in Doncaster, and because I was inspired by my sister who played in South Africa for her school, and I thought that she was amazing, so I wanted to follow in her footsteps.
Aww.
And do you hope, Rachel, to one day play and, you know, instead of sitting there watching the Olympians, you hopefully one day will become an Olympian?
That was never my initial goal. I was just playing because I love the fast pacedness of it, the sport, the team ethics, and it just sort of grew into my, you know, elite level. And I did it for elite level probably about 6 years.
Wow.
So, do you think will you be a gold medalist eventually, Rachel, do you think?
For Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry.
Don't rule yourself out. Of course you can. Listen, would you recommend I give it a go then, water polo?
Oh, no, definitely. If you want to give it a go, you have to come on down to Liverpool and have a go.
Oh, I might not hold you to that, Rachel, but thanks for being on Luke and Lucy FM, Rachel.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Rach.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't
don't know whether or not I'm going to give water polo a go.
I don't think you'll give anything a go, Luke, apart from drinking a pint of cider after work.
Okay, well, first of all, Lucy, I'm not an alcoholic. I want to make that clear. You've made me sound like I do drink daily, although if there's an...
All right, then. Well, you're starting to.
What I will say is, if there's an Olympic decaf tea drinking contest, then...
Or sparkling water.
Or sparkling agua, then potentially, yes. Now, if you do love sparkling water or with a nice meal, then potentially this is absolutely the offer for you.
Yep. If you love dining out, why pay full price? You can discover utter foodie heaven with High Life Diners Club.
Absolutely. You can feast on a whole host of well-known restaurants across the UK and never pay full price again. With High Life, you can enjoy two-for-one dining at thousands of top restaurants across the UK and Ireland.
Yep, and we've got an exclusive offer for Luke and Lucy FM listeners. You can claim your free three-month High Life card right now. Just simply visit www.high-life.co.uk/myvoucher and enter our unique code, which is LL16.
That's LL16, 3 months free. Just pop it in on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer right now. You get 3 months free. And Lucy and I are platinum members. You've got that option. You pay £10, you get a year's membership. How amazing is it, Lucy?
Awesome.
We highly recommend it. That's High Life Diners Club. Please do check them out. And that is it for episode 29 of Luke and Lucy FM. We hope you enjoyed it. And actually, you know what, Lucy? I hope it's inspired people to maybe try sports.
Get into sports. It's definitely not inspired you, have you?
I've not been inspired, but the idea was that somebody
else... I'm
going
to go for a little jog now.
Well, go on then, Lucy. Get up and start running at the studio. We'll catch you next week on episode 30 of Luke and Lucy FM. That's, of course, if Lucy's not had an asthma attack and died.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age-appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.